Master Chief Jonathan Towne will lead the Coast Guard band during Friday's presidential inauguration parade, his last as he prepares for retirement from the service. Towne has marched in 8 inaugural parades before this and led the band in several of them as the drum major. He's seen his fair share of wild weather and commanders-in-chief, and he shared some of the stories with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
If you're one of the thousands of people headed to Washington for the presidential inauguration, or just planning to watch it from the comfort of your couch, keep an eye out for Master Chief Jonathan Towne. He's the drum major for the Coast Guard band, and he'll be pretty easy to spot with his bearskin hat and shiny metal mace, directing the band along Pennsylvania Avenue. Towne's marched in 8 inaugural parades with the band, as both a clarinet player and as the drum major. This year's parade, however, will be his last. Towne is both the highest-ranking enlisted person in the Coast Guard band, and with more than 28 years under his belt, he's also served longer than any current member of the band. The Coast Guard limits service to 30 years. Towne successfully auditioned for the band in 1988, and his first inaugural parade was in 1989 for George H.W. Bush.
We turned onto Pennsylvania Avenue, and we're just going directly into the wind.
Oh, just like a wall.
Yeah, and just, obviously makes it colder. Having to hold on to my cover on my hat, seeing lots of military covers blowing down the street that people have lost, and they're just flying down the street. It was just really, really amazingly windy for that one.
I wanted to make sure I got to how you became a drum major.
Oh, okay.
Just sure. From the lowly back row clarinet player to...
I'll tell you what, you know, the Coast Guard band is very small. There was an assistant drum major, and he was stepping down. He didn't want to be drum major anymore. So they were asking, you know, who wanted to step up and become the assistant drum major. And no one was really showing the interest in wanting to do that. And so the drum major actually came to me, and because being such a small band, we really didn't want a brass player probably to do it, because their sound just carries so much more outside. The trombone players, the trumpet players, the euphonium players, the sousaphone, horns. We really need that sound outside. So I'm a very tall clarinet player.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, that's pretty tall.
Yeah, pretty tall. I mean, not like 6'6", but I'm 6'2". So
you can get spotted in a crowd.
Right, that's right. That's
or at
right.
least in a band of 50.
So he came to me, and it's actually a little bit of a funny story. He came to me. I was actually practicing in a practice room, and he says, "Jonathan," he says, "I'm wondering if you would consider being the assistant drum major." And I said, "Well, you know, I really haven't given it a lot of thought, because it wasn't something that I really aspired to do at that point."
Can I ask you, what is the official, what is the role of the drum major?
Okay, so the drum major actually is the person that leads the band in a parade. So I would be standing out in front of the band, and I carry a mace. So it's that long sort of ceremonial stick pole, whatever, with a big ball at one end, and it's all shiny. And I use the signals above my head with the stick, indicating when we should be starting to march, when we should be stopping to march, when we should be playing a march, playing the music, when we should be stopping the music. And when you do a street parade thing, you know, when the parade stops, you got to stop the whole group. It's all done with that stick, which is why it's good to have someone who's tall, because, yeah, you got people 8, 9, 10 rows behind you. You want them to be able to see.
You've got someone who's 6'2 in front of you, and
right,
you can't see.
Right,
okay,
and holding it way up, So
gotcha.
Anyway, he came to me because I'm tall, I'm a clarinet player. Asked me if I'd do it. I'm like, well, yeah, I haven't really thought about it. So he says, come with me. So he brings me into the director of the band's office, and he goes, Jonathan here has volunteered to be the assistant
drum
major.
Oh, a voluntold. That's one of those situations.
I'm like, I was kind of sitting there with my mouth open. But, you know, I'm really glad that he did that. I'm trying to think how many years I've been a drum major. I'm thinking that was back in, the early 93 or, I don't know. So it's been way over. It's been, I don't know, 24 years or so, maybe even 25 years now that I've been the drum major. And it's been great. I really am glad that he did have the confidence in me, I guess, to do it. And at that point, I was a pretty junior member in the band, and there I was out leading the band. It was a little uncomfortable at first, but like anything, you do it enough, you get used to it, and then it becomes a little bit easier to do. So
Town said the band already has an assistant drum major who will likely take over once he retires. But for now, the focus is on the inauguration parade. The band's day will get started like most of the other parade performers, early. The parade is divided into 5 parts, and each section is led by a premier military band. The official order is the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, and the Coast Guard, which means as the drum major, it's Master Chief Jonathan Towne's job to keep everyone marching and playing and following orders.
I mean, if I did something totally wrong, maybe some of the older people would know, well, we know he really means this, but certainly it could turn into a little bit of a chaotic situation within the band if I was giving the wrong signal. So,
but you've got to be aware of everything that's going around you, like whether the parade is stopped in front of you or if it's sped up, that kind of thing.
I'm looking way down the street. I absolutely am. I can see when 3 or 4 or 5 groups ahead of me are starting to stop. So if we're playing a march or whatever, I might try and end it, or, you know, I'm certainly know that we need to stop the band from marching so that it stops along with everybody else. And I'm thinking ahead about, you know, any turns that are coming up. I'm certainly familiar with this parade route, so I know where the turns are. And probably for my first time that I marched as drum major, there is actually a line across the street right in front of the reviewing stand, and they want you to render honors. We actually will be playing Semper Paratus, which is the official marching tune for the Coast Guard, and then we render honors, which is playing 4 ruffles and flourishes, which is just a musical segment. Just a little musical piece that goes bum ba da bum ba da bum. And it does that 4 times.
Okay.
And then we go back into Semper Paratus. Anyway, they want it when the first row actually steps on that line. So I was actually in the hotel hallway outside my room practicing for giving the signal so that the front row, which is 3 steps behind me, would actually start playing the honors right when they hit a certain part in the carpet that I was going over. I mean, there's not a more important parade that you do than the inaugural parade. So it's always great, despite whatever the weather is. You know, it's just such a rush when you're going in front of the reviewing stand. Of course, I get to salute the president. Everybody else is playing, but I'm sort of, my head is turned at a 45-degree angle, looking at the president and saluting. And that's really great.
Master Chief Jonathan Towne said he plans to keep busy after his retirement, playing the clarinet back home in New London, Connecticut. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com, and 1500 AM.
Find Meredith's story and all of our inauguration coverage at federalnewsradio.com.